Hello there, it's Deck Chair here. You're very welcome to Rewind Radio, the spirit of the 70s. And it's Deck Chair here back on RadioactiveInternational.org after the Christmas break. Hope your silly season wasn't too silly. We're going to play some 70s rock and pop this evening. I think this is show number two, that difficult second show, so let's not waste any more time.
'cause you're sweet and lovely, girl, it's true. I love you more than ever, girl, I do. I want you in the morning, girl, I love you. I want you at the moment I feel blue. I'm living every moment, girl.
Off after the last show, if you can remember that far back. First up there, Jet, Paul McCartney and Wings from the band on their own LP. If you can picture the cover of Band on the Run, it had all those famous kind of musicians and actors in it. Wasn't it Henry Cooper was in it and Vincent Price, all covered in the spotlight. Macca had a pony called Jet, but the song has nothing to do with that. And then another Beatles song from the very, very final album, Let It Be. That was a song called For Your Blue. And I don't know what you've listened to Let It Be recently, but it was the last album. And if you do listen down through it, you kind of get a feel that something's not right and that the time has come. Now, next up, Mr. Cool.
But that don't coincide with the things that you do.
Because all the way back to 1979, isn't it? That song, or the video for that song, one of the first music videos aired on MTV. I don't know whether you remember it or not, but it's a kind of a humorous reenactment of his wedding to Carlene Carter, featuring this next artist as their limo driver. Hit for Elvis Costello, that their Dave Edmunds version of Girl Talk. Now, November of last year was an anniversary of the 12th British album by the Rolling Stones, It's Only Rock and Roll, and it was the last album that the guitarist Mick Taylor played on, and if I'm not mistaken, the title song has some connection to his eventual replacement, Ronnie Wood.
It's not on by. What do you think, boy? It's strange. Ain't it strange? Ain't it strange?
little anniversary there from last November, The Stones, and It's Only Rock and Roll. Also that week, Queen started their run at number one with Bohemian Rhapsody, if you remember. That was back in 1973. And the same year, Ringo Starr went to number one in the US with a song called Photograph, written by Starr and Harrison, the first of his two chart stoppers as a solo artist after the Beatles, of course. And If You Leave Me Now was number one by Chicago as well. And these two guys, Kevin Godley and Lal Cream, left 10cc to work on music of their own.
Demented New York athletes staggering round the block. Deformed chicanos pour in Chicago's rolling stock. Digital bathrooms drilling for furs. Surgical stockings mark his and hers. Guggenheim attitudes back to back with Jewish Barack. No Way Street. From the land of blue rinse, they boggle at menus in old English verse. Ode to a burger by Keats at his worst. The hissing of omelets, the breaking of legs. Don't shoot till you see the whites of their eggs. The pink filet mignon looks black on the necks.
Strange apparatus you've never seen. Strange apparatus, even stranger theme. Street alligators, big anglophile, will navigate us through a change of style.
I came, I saw, what manner of beast is this? New York, you talk a little bit left
to center.
A scream, a shout, New York
is throwing its weight about.
Walk tall, walk straight, spit the world right in the eye. The stronger the wood, the straighter the arrow.
Dismembered hopeful, me live veterans, queuing the sleaze. Sorry, no dogs, no flags, no shriners, and no amputees. Sexual athlete applies for audition, willing to make it in any position. Just one of the extras with blood on their faces in Snow White and the Seven Basket Cases. I'm happy and dopey and dirty in places. No Way Street. Devoted collectors of paraphernalia are walking the rock. Battle and bitch for the ultimate kitsch of a crucifix clock. Two miniature Romans running on rails appear every hour and banging the nails. Oh, I've got to have it, Christ, I've got to be the first on our block. Disturbing facts about Nazi splinter groups seen on the news. They're picketing synagogues and claiming that Hitler was king of the Jews. Caught in the tunnel, an ambulance howls. A men's room attendant is flapping his jowls.
Howard Johnson is moving his bowels.
Strange apparatus you've never seen.
strange apparatus, even stranger theme. Street alligators, big anglophile, will navigate us through a change of style. Strange apparatus you've never seen. Strange apparatus, even stranger theme.
Walk tall, walk straight, spit the world right in the eye. The stronger the wood, the straighter the arrow.
No way street, no way street, no way street, no way street.
Lots of crazy, crazy lyrics in that song. You're listening to RadioactiveInternational.org. It's Declan Doherty here, Deck Chair, with Recall, Rewind Radio, I should say, the spirit of the 70s. And I forgot to say at the start, if you'd like to get in touch with the show, set up an email address, rewind70s, all one word, at gmail.com. Rewind70s, one word, all at gmail.com. Coming up in a couple of minutes, we're going to have a look at what I call a lost album of the 70s, Nick Drake's Pink Moon. But before that, I don't know whether you were watching The Voice on RT last week, but pretty cruel. There's a girl on it trying to do a version of this song here. Indeed, trying to do this version of this song. Some poor girl on The Voice last week trying very hard to do that version. That's Gladys Knight's version of I Heard It Through the Grapevine, taken to pieces by the judges. I'm not sure Keane from Westlife even knows there's a girl called Gladys Knight, or was a girl called Gladys Knight around. Anywho, the poor girl didn't get through.
Seeing as Thanksgiving, we thought we'd make tonight a little bit of a joyous occasion.
A song from Elton Hercules, John, next.
On the stage. And I'm sure he will be no stranger to anybody in the audience. When I say it's our great privilege and your great privilege to see and hear Mr. John Lennon.
Powerful stuff there. November 27th, 1974, and John Lennon makes his last ever concert appearance when he joined Elton John on stage in Madison Square Gardens in New York. He played or performed three songs that night. I Saw Her Standing There, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, and that song there, Whatever Gets You Through the Night. Let's see if we can find another John Lennon song.
Beating fast.
and roll hoochie-coo, if indeed there is such a thing. I'm going to feature an album now, a kind of a lost album of the 70s. It's Pale Moon by Nick Drake, his third and final studio album, released in February 1972. And it differs from the first two albums in the fact that there was no backing band. It's just himself on vocals, just Nick Drake on vocals and acoustic guitar. The way they recorded it was a little unusual as well. It was recorded in Sound Studios in London, sorry, Sound Techniques Studios in London, late 1971, with just Drake and his sound engineer John Wood present. The studio was booked during the day, so Wood and Drake would arrive in around about 11 o'clock, and on the first night they simply quietly recorded the first half of the album. The following night they did exactly the same, and in only two late night sessions they recorded Pale Moon, which is believed by many to be one of the most influential folk albums of all time. The first two albums, Brighter Later and Five Leaves Left, sold poorly, partly because Drake himself was reluctant to perform live, reluctant to tour, reluctant to engage in any album promotion of any sort, and also suffered a small bit from depression. Let's have a listen to the title track. Here's Pale Moon, Nick Drake.
I saw it written and I saw it say, Pink Moon is on its way. None of you stand so tall. Pink Moon, then I get you on the Pink Moon.
Drake and the title song from his final album called Pink Moon there. It's a lovely little album. Oops, so pacey. It's a lovely little album, Pink Moon. And as I said at the start, he suffered from depression a small bit and was prescribed drugs but refused to take them because of the stigma associated with depression at the time. Let's have another track from the album.
Please beware of them that stare, they'll only smile to see while the time away. And once you've seen what they've been to, in the earth just won't seem worth a night or a day. Well, yeah, what I say. Look around, you find the ground is not so far from where you are. Done too wise. For down below they never grow, they're always tired and charms are hired from out of their eyes. Never a surprise. Take your time and you'll be fine. Say a prayer for people that will live on strong. If you see what's meant to be done, name the day or try to say it happened before. shy, you learn to fly and see the sun and day is done. From the sea, just what you are beneath a star that came to say one rainy day, an autumn for free. Just be what you be. Stare the lonely smile to see you while your time away. And once you've seen what they have been to, when the earth just won't seem worth a night or a day. Oh yeah, what I say. Open up a broken cup, let goodly sin sunshine in. Yes, that's the day. And open wide the hymns you hide, you find renown while people frown. Things that you say, say what you say about the farmers and the fun and the things behind the sun. Say everything's been said, and the movement in your brain sends you out into the rain.
Now, that was a song called Things Behind the Sun by Nick Drake. Unfortunately, Nick Drake died of an overdose of an antidepressant drug on the 25th of November 1974, at the age of just 26. The music remained available throughout the 70s, and there was a retrospective album issued in 1997. But in 1999, Pink Moon, the song Pink Moon, was used in a Milky Way commercial advertising a Volkswagen Cabrero van, leading to a huge increase in sales. And within a month of the ad being released, Drake had sold more records than he had in the previous 30 years. A lot of artists credit him as an influence: Robert Smith, David Sylvian, Peter Buck, Kate Bush, Paul Weller, the Black Crowes, and many, many others. Here's another song from the album, From the Morning.
Day one stormed, and it was beautiful. Day one stormed from the ground. Then the night she fell, and the air was beautiful. The night she fell. Look, see the days, the endless colored ways. Go play the game that you learned from the morning. And now we rise. And now we rise from the ground. See, she flies. She is everywhere. See, she flies all around. look, see the sights, the endless summer nights. Go play a game that you like for the morning.
Eventually, at last, in the noughties, Pink Moon was critically lauded, making it into the Melody Maker's all-time top 100 albums, and in 2003, it made it into the Rolling Stones' 500 Greatest Albums of All Time. This week's last album of the 70s, Pink Moon by Nick Drake, and I can't think of a better song to follow that than this one here. You're listening to Rewind Radio, the spirit of the 70s here on radioactiveinternational.org. Don't forget, if you'd like to say hello, get in touch with the show, you can email rewind70s@gmail.com. That's rewind70s@gmail.com.
Lido missed the boat that day. He left the shack, but that was all he missed, and he ain't coming back. In a tombstone bar and a gin joint car, he made a stop, just long enough to grab a handle off the top. Next stop, Chi-Town, Leo put the money down and let him roll. He said, one more job ought to get it, one last shot before we quit it, one for the road. Lead up. Whoa. He's for the man, he's for the show.
That's all we've got time for, I'm afraid. Thanks very much to Pass Gags there for closing the show. Hope you enjoyed Rewind Radio, the spirit of the 70s here on radioactiveinternational.org. Don't forget, if you'd like to say hello, get in touch with the show. It's rewind70s@gmail.com. Next week, more 70s music for you. A bit more psychedelic, I think, next week. And another lost album of the 70s, Mike Nesmith's Magnetic South. So hope to see you same time, same place next week for, well, more of the same.